And so this painting is the tale around of occurrence around the central star that is Donna, that is really Donna, the inner sun, which is really her. This painting is showing the direction of the tail from that center. Yeah. And again, I have to emphasize this, you see, none of this would be true. That is to say, it wouldn't occur in the first place if she had not all her life been honest with those kinds of inner integrities. If you get used to lying to yourself, nothing like this ever happens. It can't. But if you've always maintained the insistence that, well, I'm going to look at it whatever it is, then this is possible. Not only possible, but it happens. But cannot be seen until, it's like the trail of subatomic reactions until you have a bubble chamber within which to disclose what's happening. Usually you wouldn't see it. The personality is like a bubble chamber. It's not that it itself is real, but that it is a media which is focused, which allows for us to see what is really happening. So that personality is not a mask in any form whatsoever. It's not a kaleidoscopic mask of all masks. That's not it at all. It's a presence which is definitely there that allows for us to understand what's going on. Jung's favorite phrase, just to throw this into something, he says, persons, places, and situations. That's what's real in a psychological event. Persons, places, and situations. And if you take the whole ecology of what all the persons and all the places and all the situations that are germane, that are relevant to this thing, then that's what really is there. And if you hear, some kind of a knock on the door from phantasmal spirit, it isn't that that is not true, it's that that is a part of that real event at that time. So so-called supernatural or occult experiences are not pro forma irrational and untrue. It's that in this current event they may not be a part of it, but that there are definitely some events where they're definitely a part of it. Any good psychic knows that sometimes there are presences. And it's not a matter of sobering up. The fact that there are definitely presences sobers you up enough. You know perfectly well that this is a part of this situation. You know, real psychics are very practical people. A real sensitive psychic is a very, very practical person. They know when something is not so. But they also know when it's a part of it. And in this situation, as Jean saw, this inner phantom person, which is like a future self of Donna, was definitely present there. The sense of wonder was not in the event. It was in this. Yeah. Can you appreciate, though, that without a life of honesty, it simply wouldn't have happened? It wouldn't have occurred. Even though it would have been characteristic of you, it would never have occurred in an expressive, manifesting way.
I'm going to take that off, and I have to, it's never occurred to me that I believe you.
Yeah.
I have to really think about it, because I did come to know the gentleman I referred to, who I met going to sister, for whom this was the event. And I don't know how honest he is with himself. You know, I can't compare me with him. We're two different star systems. I'm getting at is, if for him, this then remains the epitome of his life.
Is he in this work at all?
Not at all.
Okay, then let's let that go.
Okay.
Let's let that go. Now you're in your mind and not in the work.
Okay.
See?
Yeah, okay.
However important and interesting that might be, we're in an educational situation. We have to disclose to ourselves what is actually occurring. Notice that what we dealt with a year ago, the bare attention, the ritual is what we are doing. Notice how important that always is. All of the elements are always important. Just because, you know, we're coming to the close of art and we're ready for history doesn't mean we're going to jump in. All of that, all the time, is important, and we must be protean enough to keep it open for inspection. Thank you very much, Donna. The sheep. Sheep wool's cloud quality that Jean saw in there is very, very telling. Do we need to turn it upside down? Let's just for a moment. Just for a moment. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a pouring out.
Yeah. It's a pouring out, right. Yeah. Do you notice because we're running out of time, the perceptual feeling tone is that something's being poured into water. Yeah, this is the underwater effect of something being poured into the water. In other words, the psyche, water has had something poured into it, which is making this effect. The form is an effect. Yeah, one step further for you, and then we have to go into another one. The very top now is sky blue. This is sky water. This is sky water.
Luke, sky water.
The movement for me seems to be coming out of water. It looks like a fish leaping out of water to me.
It can go the other way, yeah.
And now it could be maybe comet coming out of the sky.
Yeah, it could be. That's right.
Like you said, it's coming out.
Uh huh.
And we said sky water, and now
it's. Notice that Halley's Comet is a synthesizing symbol. Even though it's not in the painting itself, it's still a synthesizing symbol for the meaning of the painting. So you have to be wise as serpents about this stuff. His phrase happens to be very apt. You have to be wise as serpents. Just because it isn't there doesn't mean that it isn't operatively important. But the only way to disclose what is operatively important is to make conscious what is there. All of the meaning that you can, and out of that play, what is not there, if it is important, will be discovered. That's like, how does then a personality work? It doesn't work in a vacuum at all. It works in life. It has to be put into play into life in order for it to really find the invisible elements of itself. Otherwise, there would be no way. So history is going to be like a bubble chamber for the person, for the being. It's going to disclose the movements and so forth. Well, at least you're able to get some insights, I think, into not only Donna's painting in this instance, but what we're doing here. Once you get the knack of this, it's like a knack. It's a psychological balance analogous to having learned to ride a bicycle. Once you get that knack, you never will lose it. It'll always be a part of your appreciation of what is occurring. Always. And there's no particular doctrine associated to it, with it. It's like the Greek term for art was techne. It's a techne which is yours and should be restored to you by remembering that it's there. Let's go to Jerry, if we can. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Well, I did this 3 times.
Oh.
And the only thing I can tell you is I operated on an emotional level, and I got more paint on this canvas than I have in any other tooth at home. I worked with a cookie spatula, and I had it the other way around, and for some reason, for about the last 3.5 or 4 months, greens have been really important to me. I mean, I close my eyes everywhere I go, I see green. I went through a phase where it was all lavender. Now I'm in the green. I call it change. And birds have been important to me. I think I just went, my sculpture was a chicken. And the first one I did, I didn't like the way it was centered. I know a little bit something about art, and I'm violating the rules of trees and all this. And I thought, what are you getting so excited and worrying about this for? But I knew I had to get a lot of green. I want to go back and I want to make the peacock feathers. I think it's a peacock feather bigger and so forth. I started out doing a cosmic egg here for some reason, just an egg, and that became the letter Om. And I think that's all I happen to be very critical, especially of anything I do. So I, you know, I really want to turn it this way. but I like the colors.
We have to crib a little bit because we're running out of time. Can you intone Om for us?
Om.
Yeah. The the M in Om for Jerry trails into the silence. The M does not occur in the same plane with the O. The O occurs, and the M then occurs as a montage on top of it, and as it fades into the silence. In the silence is where this peacock is. In alchemy, it's called the cauda pavonis. That's the Latin phrase in alchemy for that figure. Why is it all green? Because it's viridial. It's life-giving. So the Om peacock that's there is very interesting. If you look at the last part of the M, the very last part of the M is trailing in such a way that you can almost see it as developing as a third leg of a bird. You might have to step over here.
No, I knew that. You know, and there was something about the M having to go around the neck of the
yeah,
bird.
Like a necklace. Like,
John was like, he's trapped and he has to go forward.
Yeah.
He can't go back.
Yeah. You can see that it's almost like, in another way, the neck of the peacock is stuck through a hoop, which is the M of the Om. If it were a heavy M, it'd be a yoke. It's not a very heavy M. Now try something once here. Your eye eventually will find its way down to the head of the bird, and when your eye gets to the head of the bird, your eye will get to the eye of the bird. Look at the eye of the bird. Try and keep your vision focused. Concentrate on the eye of the bird. What now, let go of the tension, let go of the concentration, just look at the painting. Where does your eye first go? To the tail. Right away. Why? Because the symbolically the feathers of the peacock have eyes on them. But look at the explosion of the feathers. A peacock's not like that so much, although the symbolic unfoldment of it is like a spread. But in Jerry's peacock, it's an explosion of the eyes on the feathers.
Supernova,
exactly. Which is why the green is so predominant. This is like not only life-giving, it's like a fountain of life, explosion of life.
Well, that's the continuation of the M.
Yeah. The exclamation point after the OM is that Cauda Pavonis, that peacock, for Jerry. Had he had more canvas, he would have put more eyes and more feathers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you would have gone until the canvas was covered. At that moment, there's an unlimited energy and feathers and eyes that come out of it. In fact, it would be interesting to get a painting four times as large and glue this painting to one lower quarter and see what you would do with the remaining three quarters. I would think it would all just be covered. All of it covered. Yeah, all of it. This is an indefinite amplification of what that single eye of the peacock, the inner eye of your spirit bird, is able to see under those conditions, is able to see indefinite expansion. How about another painting? Do we have another painting? Did Molly? Did you bring yours?
No.
Okay. I was going to do something. Majin?
I was just going to say, I'm just saying, when you did the arm, you did the whole answer thing. Those eyes were the resonating, resounding frequencies. They were the tones,
right,
all vibrating, and there were so many in his arm.
Right. That's right. You weren't here, Jean, but last year, almost a year ago exactly, when the ritual assignment concluded with there were 9 people that brought their mass together and then had to make a ceremony. And in that ceremony, Jerry let out a shout, which penetrated through everyone in the room because it was absolutely spontaneous but truthful to the event that was happening. The event needed a shout. And Jerry, because of his honesty, shouted. He didn't think about shouting. He shouted. And this bird, this painting, in a way, is that that shout after the silence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stay with us. We're okay, and that OM will get strong. Okay, so I guess try and bring your masks next week. We'll work with those masks. They're very important. I'll give you directions to the halls in a diagram. Okay.
Yeah.